Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Waves, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thank you so much for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tonight, I want to say a special hello and thanks to 10-year-old listener Adriana. I love getting notes from our young listeners. Adriana says she used to struggle with insomnia, but her sleep is improving so much since finding Sleepwave. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. As we often talk about here, meditation is a wonderful opportunity to pay attention to your breath. Developing the skill of being with your breath and gently controlling or honing it can be like a secret superpower. You can more efficiently calm and ground yourself when nervous or upset. You can energize yourself when tired. You can soothe yourself into deep states of peace and therefore go to sleep much more easily. When I was a film and TV actor in LA, I recall being really nervous the night before a big audition. Whenever I thought about it, I could feel my heart rate ramp up and my breath get shallow. A lot felt on the line around this particular job, and I knew that I was really tense and scared that I wouldn't do well at the audition. I decided to sit and meditate before bed so I could disrupt the spiral of anxious thoughts I had gotten myself caught up in. I remember imagining that on my inhale, I could draw a cool stream of water up the front side of my body from my pelvis to the top of my head. And on my exhale, the water crashed down like a waterfall from my head and down my spine. I kept at this inhale-exhale pattern for 15 minutes or so. The hot, tense, jittery feeling I had was cooled, calmed, and quieted by the time I opened my eyes. To this day, I still use this pattern of breathing anytime I want to feel calm and relaxed quickly. I recently came across an idea on social media from @respectfulmom that I loved. It talks about viewing your day's activities as an inhale or an exhale. We all have inhale activities. Getting to work or school, being in loud or stimulating environments, attending events. Therefore, we must also pay attention to our exhale activities, creative outlets like drawing, writing, singing, or dancing, reading books, meditating, going on walks in nature. Making sure we have time that is quieting and unstructured brings a much-needed exhale to our days. It has been fun for me to think of my days this way. I realize how often I am engaged in inhale activities, and it helps me remember to focus on the exhale ones. It's pretty remarkable how focusing on the exhale of downtime makes the inhale of work and other obligations feel so much more enjoyable and balanced. Tonight, we're going to focus on our breath, savoring all the wisdom and peace to be gained from both the inhale and the exhale. Get cozy, and let's get ready to end our day on a peaceful and quiet note as we meditate together to Creating Space to Be by Billy Gill. As we move through our busy days, we fill up the moments, minutes, and hours with tasks, responsibilities, and activities. We strive to be productive. We strive to be efficient. We strive to take full advantage of our time. Sometimes, in all this striving to fill our days with fruitful endeavors, we neglect to find time that isn't filled at all. Perhaps the idea of empty time seems like a luxury. Maybe there's even a part of you that thinks idleness is a sign of weak character. But consider that some of the most successful and ingenious people in history have valued this lack of structure and credited their great achievements to the time they spent immersed in it. Walt Disney said, "If you can dream it, you can do it." He saw the importance of giving your imagination free rein to roam and bringing innovative ideas to life. Tonight's sleep meditation highlights the power of allowing life to flow, much like the breath flows. The inhalation fills our lungs and expands us to the brim. Exhalation allows us to empty and release and simply be. Both of these are necessary for life. They coordinate with each other to keep our bodies healthy and thriving. A given day in each person's life also deserves this kind of balance so that we can enjoy life's ebbs and flows. In the fast-paced, demanding society we exist in today, it's often all inhale. Everything is scheduled to the minute, and there's still pressure to squeeze in more. Tonight, we're taking time to let out some of that pressure and soothe ourselves into a calm, contented reverie before we drift off to a transcendent night of sleep. Find a steady and comfortable position. Let your breath flow smoothly. Favor your exhalation. To exhale is to become empty. In Buddhism, emptiness is an important concept employed to experience the interconnectedness and interdependence of all things. The philosophy of Mahayana Buddhism explains that nothing exists independently of anything else. One way to experience this directly is to imagine that as you exhale, you are merging with the totality of the universe. To merge in this way offers a feeling of release, and at the same time, a sense of unity with all things. Letting go of the ego, the idea that you are somehow separate from everything else, can be difficult for many people, especially in Western countries. Some people feel that it is a denial of themselves, but in another way, it is a deep honoring of yourself. When you release your feeling of separateness, you see that you are actually a fundamental part of everything. If nothing exists without everything else, then you must be an integral piece of the puzzle of reality. Without you, it is incomplete, just as you would be incomplete without everything else. This philosophy is known as the law of dependent origination, and like many ideas in Eastern spirituality, it's echoed in other traditions as well. Taoism holds that everything in the universe is composed of yin and yang. Yin is the aspect of reality that embodies qualities of receptivity, darkness, passivity, and stillness, while yang is associated with qualities like light, movement, and creativity. Emptiness aligns with the receptivity of yin. It's a receptive space that is empty and yet full of potential. If you have ever seen the well-known yin-yang symbol, you'll be familiar with the image of a white fish with a black eye and a black fish with a white eye, the two together comprising a circle. The symbol represents that yin always contains the seed of yang, and yang always contains the seed of yin. The opposites contain one another, consume one another, and generate one another. The fullness that is inherent in emptiness demonstrates this principle. From the yin of emptiness comes the yang of creativity. The famous Eureka moment, which refers to a sudden realization, originates from the legend of Archimedes, the ancient Greek mathematician. While taking a bath, he suddenly understood the principle of buoyancy. In his moment of insight, he stood up and spoke the ancient Greek word Eureka, which means, "I have found it." Archimedes wasn't actively working on the principle of buoyancy at that particular moment. He was merely taking a bath. The calm and passive state of mind that prevailed was ripe with potential for a stroke of discovery. The word invent comes from the Latin invenire, which literally translates as to come upon or to find. Cultivating a calm and passive state is an excellent way to foster creativity. In the same way, notice how your exhale lasts a little bit longer, and as you come to the end of the breath, a profound stillness and emptiness appears in your awareness. The inhale returns in its own time, but it has arisen from the depth of the exhale. This is the yang being born from the most yin aspect of the breath. The bottom of your exhale manifests this quality of deep stillness and tranquility. A new breath is born from the inherent potential of that stillness. Breathe in. Breathe out. Linger in the stillness at the bottom of the breath until the inhale gives itself to you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. As you breathe in, feel the air fill your lungs, just as your hours fill with tasks, responsibilities, activities. With each inhale, imagine the energy of the world flowing into you, invigorating your being. As you exhale, release the weight of your to-do list, the demands of your schedule. Visualize the exhale carrying away the tension, the worries, busyness that often crowd your moments. Let go of the need to fill every second with constant motion. Remain in that feeling of stillness until a new breath arises within you. Continue on for some time. Now, on the inhale, draw in the possibilities of your day. Just as you breathe in the fresh air, breathe in the potential for joy, connection, growth. Embrace the opportunities that come your way with open arms and an open heart. On the exhale, create space within yourself. As you release your breath, imagine creating spaciousness in your schedule. See yourself carving out moments of quiet solitude, moments to simply be without the need to do. Let your exhale symbolize the art of leaving room for the beauty of emptiness. Now, focus on the inhale, feeling the rhythm of life within you. Each breath mirrors the ebb and flow of your experiences. The inhales representing your engagement with the world, and the exhales symbolizing your mindful release. With each exhale, embrace the stillness that emerges. Let your breath be a reminder that just as nature finds balance between inhales and exhales, so too can you find harmony between doing and being. As you breathe in, imagine inhaling the essence of the dark yin half, the quiet, nurturing energy that allows for introspection and contemplation. Feel this energy filling your being, enveloping you in a soothing embrace. As you exhale, release the light yang energy, the vibrant, dynamic force that propels you forward and awakens your senses. Picture this energy radiating from your core, infusing you with creativity, inspiration, and the zest for life. Feel the expansiveness of the yang connecting you to the world around you. Continue to breathe, inhaling the yin and exhaling the yang, allowing these energies to ebb and flow within you. Embrace the balance between emptiness and fullness, between quiet reverie and active engagement. Each breath is a reminder that within emptiness lies the space for new ideas to take root, just as within reverie lies the spark of creation. With each breath, the play between emptiness and fullness dances before your awareness, growing more and more relaxed. Feel yourself melting into the mattress and letting go of any tension. Allow yourself to merge with the totality of all that is. When a drop of water merges with the ocean, it releases its ego identity as a droplet, but it becomes one with the ocean. As you release on your exhales, let go and let go and let go again. Feel yourself merging with the vast ocean of being, becoming so much more, and also honoring your individual self as integral to the whole. Develop an awareness of your whole body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Awareness of the whole body as one unified field of being. The whole body. The whole body. The whole body. Feel the feet light up in your awareness. Right foot, left foot, both feet together. Right leg, left leg, both legs together. Right hip, left hip, both hips together. Right waist, left waist, both sides together. Right chest, left chest, both sides together. Right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, both sides together. Right arm, left arm, both arms together. Right hand, left hand, both hands together. The top of the head, the back of the head. Right ear, left ear, right temple, left temple, right cheek, left cheek, forehead, right eye, left eye, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose. Top lip, lower lip, the thin line where the top and lower lip meet, chin, throat, the whole of the head, the neck, and the whole spine, the whole body together, the whole body together, the whole body together, the whole body together. see yourself lying in bed, totally relaxed. It's as though you are hovering above your body, seeing yourself lying in bed. Imagine the expression on your face. Watch the facial expression become calm, tranquil, happy, relaxed. See yourself falling peacefully into sleep. See yourself drifting deeper and deeper, as though you were drifting down, down, down to the bottom of the ocean floor. You are sinking to the bottom of the ocean, able to breathe freely underwater, sinking deeper, deeper, deeper. When you sink all the way to the bottom of the ocean, sit on the ocean floor in deep meditation. In the next moment, see yourself in a hammock by a river. Lush, cool, green trees shelter you as you swing gently from side to side. A soft breeze brushes across your skin. The warm air surrounds you and hugs you with a tender touch. You are in a deep slumber and dreaming. See yourself floating, levitating, light as a feather. You can hover above the earth and cross the river with ease as you float across the sky. You return to your bed and land softly there. You are safe and cozy and warm and surrounded by a calm sense of comfort. Peace. Peace.